You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $3 trillion. That's how much public and private sector debt was owed by residents of frontier markets at the end of last year, according to a new analysis from the International Institute of Finance. That's up by $120 billion from the end of 2019, with most of the increase attributable to Bangladesh, Romania, and the Ivory Coast. Frontier markets are less developed than so-called emerging markets, and therefore riskier for investors. The biggest ones tracked by the Institute include Ethiopia, Kenya, Pakistan, and Nigeria. A little more than $1.6 trillion of the total $3 trillion in frontier market debt is owed by governments, while non-financial businesses owe about $750 billion. Households owe a little more than $400 billion, and financial businesses owe about $200 billion. Most frontier market debt takes the form of bank loans or bonds issued under local law and denominated in domestic currency. Only about $300 billion of government debt is owed to international investors in the form of bonds denominated in dollars, euros, or other major hard currencies, while frontier market businesses owe less than $120 billion in hard currency bonds. The next number up is 43.6%. That's the share of the median household income that would go to principal and interest payments on a normal mortgage to buy the median home in Los Angeles, according to a new analysis from mortgage analytics company Black Knight. By this measure, LA is the most expensive major housing market in the United States. The most expensive housing markets are generally in coastal areas with high numbers of extremely well-paid workers, such as the San Francisco Bay Area, San Diego, Seattle, New York, and Boston. By contrast, the most affordable markets tend to be in the Midwest, led by Cleveland and Cincinnati. In those markets, it takes less than 15% of the median household's income to cover the monthly payments on a typical mortgage on the median home. In some markets, the high cost of housing has held back price increases. But other areas, such as Boise, Idaho, and Ogden, Utah, have seen prices soar as Americans move to take advantage of relative affordability. Chicago and Pittsburgh are notable both for being among the most affordable major cities, as well as the ones with the slowest housing price growth, which partly reflects the ease with which the housing supply can grow to meet demand. Our last number is 63.7. That's the latest reading of the Institute for Supply Management's Purchasing Managers Index for services businesses. It is the highest level on record, indicating a surging recovery as vaccinations accelerate and money gets disbursed to consumers and businesses. The index measures the growth rate of the economy, with a reading of 50 indicating that businesses are neither expanding nor contracting. In March, all 18 industries in the services economy reported improving conditions. Business activity and new orders were at all-time highs. By contrast, the employment index wasn't much different from the reading before the pandemic. Moreover, only 10 of the 18 industries reported hiring increases. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 6th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.